And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you. Brand new guest joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Christian Sikas is joining us from Sika Sport Fishing. Lots to talk about. A great four-pack operation up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And, man, has this guy had an incredible season. We got a lot to talk about. Great fishing coming your way. Pete Gray out of the studio. It's just Corey and I and Christian. We're going to be having lots of fun talking fishing and talking fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mighty year 1090 ESPN Radio.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And kind of cool having this guy in here, man.
Yeah, Christian, we're stoked to have you. Brian Woolley said, man, you guys got to have this guy on. Talk about a cool operation that's out of Dana Wharf. And, you know, Dana Wharf, so synonymous with what is there, the half-day runs, the full-day runs, going island fishing. But you're like the trophy hunter of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing with Sika Sport Fishing. We're stoked to have you, Christian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Stoked to be here.
Yeah.
Beautiful morning in San Diego.
Well, we're certainly stoked to have you. And you run a unique, like, you know, you talk about all the great fishing that goes on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And, you know, you see all the time on social media all the rad fishing that you guys do. And you run, like, a traditional four-pack operation, but out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds exactly correct. I don't know about traditional, but yeah, we run a four-pack operation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about, like, what is your, you know, what's Sika Sport Fishing like? You know, for those that aren't familiar with your boat, the, you know, the type of fishing that you do throughout the year, kind of give us a little rundown of what you do.
Yeah, so we kind of start out, you know, our prime season's like June through, say, middle of October.
When okay.
There's like game fish to catch. That's kind of my specialty. We fish cod and halibut and stuff like that, like, you know, early spring, March, April, May. May we start fishing sea bass probably at the islands. But, yeah, we focus on drag pulling fish that taste good. Customer
right.
service is like probably paramount. Safety, customer service, and catching big fish tastes good, yeah.
Brian Woolley and a lot of those guys said, you know, gave you the highest regards, and, like, that's good company to be in because those guys, you know, customer service, everywhere up there, like, it's on, I would say it's on, like, a little bit of a different level, and we hear that about your operation a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's good to hear. I mean, I just try and treat my customers like they're my buddies and just try and have a good time. And
that's cool.
I can't control the fishing, but I can control how I interact
totally.
With people. And I do my best when it comes to the fishing. And a lot of days it works out, but sometimes, you know, the whole fleet's just like
sure.
dragging their feet. And it ain't their fault. It's stupid fish just aren't cooperating sometimes.
And
but
when you book a trip with Sika Sport Fishing, they're getting you. Like, you're, you know, we were talking about before the show, you run virtually every trip, you know, the... You know, you are in control of everything that is controllable.
Yeah. So from most, like 95% of the bookings all the way to, you know, tying leaders up
yeah.
before the guys get there to cutting fish, you know, it's all me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're kind of wanting the best of what's available. I mean, that doesn't mean that you won't fish cod and whatever else, but
right.
if there's yellowtail to be had, that's what you're focusing on. If there's tuna to be had, that's what you're focusing on. Whatever the best option that is available now, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. So if there's, you know, when we're fortunate and there's, like, multiple good options to pick, I'll lay it out for the guys, like, a day or two prior. I'm not, like, only big fish specific,
sure.
you know, or only fish in the islands. That's one thing that I think's helped with us having a lot of success is we won't beat up a fishery until it's like, all right, we can't do this anymore. Like
yeah.
if I see like, oh, bluefin fishing's really good, and then like it tapers off one day and we like struggle, it's like, all right, let's pivot, go fish yellows at the island if it's biting good. Or if you can time that pivot good, you can like lessen the amount of like transition days when everyone's struggling and kind of just maximize the fishing available.
And you're fortunate enough at a Dana Point. I mean, within 50 miles, you've got...
Oh, it's so good.
Man.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether you're going northwest or southwest,
yeah.
I mean, you've got...
You're like ground zero yeah. the last couple
it's
years. I mean,
so
truly,
nice.
You know?
So nice.
Yeah.
So fortunate to be at the wharf. Yeah.
And just like you described, like, the options where you were at, like, if you wanted to go big fish fishing, you're at the closest destination for it. And if you wanted to stay on the beach and cast lures at, you know, big schools of foamers, you had that option. And
yep.
if you wanted to be behind an island, you can do that too. I mean, you guys really are ground zero for it.
Yeah, I always tell guys when they ask, like, oh, what can you fish? I'm like, we can fish on a 12-hour trip comfortably anywhere within 60 miles. So Mexican border, backside of Clemente and Cat, 499, you know, up closer to the Osborne. But, yeah, it's a good central location. The harbor ride's like 3 minutes. You have... the best bait company on the planet, Everingham Bait Company.
How nice is that, that Everingham, when
oh
as soon as
God,
that rolled
so
into
good.
The harbor, that was it, man.
Yeah.
Just to know that when you go down to the boat, no matter what, when you put the long run to the bait receiver of a one good surface iron cast,
yeah,
like you
yeah.
know that bait's going to be there every time and
yep.
the best. And like you said, you nailed it, the best that's available.
I think it's, I always tell my customers, I think this is the best bait barge in the planet. And Jeff, he does a great job at, you know, managing it and making sure like everyone's covered, from private boaters to charter guys to my, you know, to the sport boats.
And you're fortunate there too with the receivers that it gets a good flush in that hot summertime, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the, I don't know what it is about that barge, but the bait, I used to leave Newport sometimes and go down to Dana.
Uh-huh.
We had a longer trip and we needed something that was
yeah.
going to live through it.
Yeah,
so
right.
Sometimes go down there just to say it's up to Jeff.
It gets the recycled water really good. You know, when you hit that 70-plus degree water.
Yeah, the sardines don't like that.
They don't, but, like, Mission Bay is kind of stale, right? It doesn't get that flush. San Diego Bay gets a good flush.
Yeah.
Newport, you're dealing with the back warm water.
Uh-huh.
That might be
it
8 degrees
back.
Warmer.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then Dana Point, you've got that nice flush. You're not dealing with back
bay water.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a tiny little harbor. So, it's crazy.
So the sardine stays super happy.
That's cool.
Yeah. Tell us about your boat, Christian. It's a very cool boat and kind of unique for a charter boat. But yeah, tell us a little bit about the boat and the operation.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a 26-foot Anderson. It's built in like Santa Barbara, Goleta area. It's built, custom built for a gentleman named Willie Morris. He's like an old top 10 surfer back in the 80s.
Okay.
Wow. Straight legend from what everybody tells me. I swear the first year, like, everyone, like, wherever I was, whether it was below the border or, like, up at the channel,
everybody knew
I was
that
like,
boat.
Oh, yeah, you got Willie's boat. I can't believe it.
How cool is that? You're a surfer yourself.
Yeah. I love surfing. Yeah, it's definitely a good time. But not much in the summer, but mostly in the winter when I'm not fishing. But
Anderson, a very commercial duty built boat, like ultra heavy duty, and you said built in Santa Barbara. I mean, it's meant for running every day in weather that's a lot worse than what we have down here.
Right.
And those were built for carrying weight. I mean, like urchin divers
for sure. Yeah. I think it was built to carry a 5,000-pound load of urchins and water. I don't know.
Awesome.
5,000 pounds of urchins, that'd be a lot, but. Yeah, it's the heaviest 26 Anderson ever built, so there's a lot of weight, which just is good for the spinal cord, good for the ride, super stable. We got three bunks. Usually when we're bluefin fishing, that takes up a solid one of them, just with all the
gear and
miscellaneous
stuff.
Yeah, sure. Gear. But, you know, there's bunks for guys to sleep down below. I mean, for the size, for like a four-pack operation, we have like probably the max bait capacity you could have. You know, we take like 25 swings of bait.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I never really go through it all.
That's a ton.
It's a ton.
That's a ton.
Yeah. When I worked with Tom Turner on Limitless, like, he had so much
bait. Oh, you worked with Tom, too.
Yeah, he had so much bait capacity. I was like, this is what I want on any boat. I didn't really think I'd do it forever, but now that I have a boat, when I bought a tank, I was like, I'm getting
as legit as I can make it.
Yeah. And then we have a big fish hold for big fish and plenty of seating. Guys can take a nap, hang out, whatever.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a great rig. And, the 26 is a perfect size for it, but that is a huge 26. You know, like...
Oh, it's so big.
That is like a true size of boat. You know, that's not like measuring the tip of the pulpit to the back where the outboard, but I mean, like, that's all I'm trying to get across. It's a very big boat, and that commercial style boat that you have, you know, set up, dialed in for sport fishing, it's just different than, you know, your, you know, pop out of a mold fishing boat.
They spent their time putting that thing together. I mean, from the fact that there's like no, like, some of these boats, you have like 5 feet off the cockpit of like outboards you got to go around. There's none of that. It's like, it's just straight fishing space, seating, bait capacity, fish storage. I always tell my friends, like, if I was rich and wanted, like, had a couple million in the bank, I would go buy this boat for myself.
That's your rig.
But, it's incredible what you can do with that thing. Fish the Cortez, the Tanner comfortably, like, on longer trips. But, yeah,
that's awesome. Great.
Cruise like 18, 21 knots. Perfect. I want to go 25 sometimes, but it's fast enough to, you know, get you there and get you
that's
back
awesome.
The whole day. And
and it's treating you right.
It's treating me good. I put 4,000 hours on it since I've had it.
Right
and,
on.
The last four seasons, and I've had one hiccup in 4,000 hours.
We'll take that.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
If I could do that for the next 4,000, I'd be a happy camper.
What's it powered by?
370 Cummins diesel.
Okay, cool.
Very reliable.
So, yeah, very good longevity, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
God willing, yes.
Yeah, that's great, man. So give us a rundown. What was the year like? I mean, this has been some crazy time. What a great operation you chose to run at the, like, your timing is right, is what I'm saying. Like, there's been such crazy good yellowtail and bluefin and yellowfin fishing off our coast, and I know that's really a specialty of yours. What was this last year and years previous like for you?
Yeah, I can barely even remember the beginning, honestly. Like, I feel like the last, like, couple, 2.5 months of the season was just straight mahi, like, every day.
Wasn't
all
that
day.
The craziest thing?
It
ever?
Was I mean, so kind of rad.
It was.
It was so, like, you pull up to kelp and, like, 200, 300 yards off the kelp, you look in the water and you're like, oh my gosh, there's freaking mahi everywhere.
Shining everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, so we did a lot of that. I mean, it was close, it was good, and the people were like all done how to do it. But I think we started out fishing the islands, you know, scratching up yellows, and we had a couple good sea bass days at Cat and at Clemente, and then that stuff's always so hit or miss, but they're such a cool fish when you get them to gaff those huge ones. Like, oh my gosh, here we go. But yeah, so we started out fishing the island, and then I don't even know how early we started fishing bluefin, but it was early. And then that whole Mad Mac train, you know, jumped on that a little late. I was hesitant to, like, I just wasn't super psyched on the technique, really.
Yeah, sure.
Fuel burn. So we tried to keep the kite program, like, honest. But they really definitely were not keyed in on the flying fish. Once they got above the border, at least when we fished, like, closer to the border, they were eating it good. But, yeah, once it got up, like, out front of Dana and behind Cat, they definitely liked the trolling lures, like, way, way more. And it was cool. I mean,
I get exactly what you're saying, though. Like, there's a lot to it as an operator getting the kite bite right. I mean, you gotta fly the kite, and you gotta rig your helium, you gotta get your kite in the right spot, yeah. And you gotta get position, you gotta find the fish, and you gotta identify which direction that flat spot's moving and get a bait to it. I mean, there's a lot to it, and like, that's the joy. Exactly. Like, when everything comes together, like, man, you did that. You made that happen.
Yeah.
And the feeling's maybe not quite the same when you're just dragging around a lure and the clicker goes off.
Yeah, I think it's good for, like, guys that never really got that stuff dialed in. Like,
sure.
My uncle's been fishing for, like, 40 years, and he's like, Christian, I want to catch a bluefin. He's never caught one. And I'm like, all right, well, I drew a circle on a chart. I gave him two Mad Max, and I was like, just let these out for 50 seconds or 35, 50 seconds going 12 knots. If you see a fish, get close to it. And he caught, like, 2 160.
Isn't that crazy?
And he's never caught one in his life.
Yeah,
it's like,
awesome.
And I did that, and I was like, yeah, it's cool. You get to catch the fish, but it's like, I almost feel bad for the fish. It's like, not even fair. It's like fishing with dynamite.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So the satisfaction of a kite bite and the whole thing that goes in it, and like the stress of like lining all
totally,
the dots up, that was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
I earned this. The man thing, it's like, I don't know. I wasn't a fan. I'm not a fan, but I'm going to be doing a lot of it next year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, try and force something that's not working.
Yeah.
But I did try for a few weeks to force it. And
the speed thing trips me out, too.
Oh,
like,
that's crazy.
It's necessary, which is just, you wouldn't think that could be a thing, but, like, the difference in saying, well, screw it, if they bite it fast, I guarantee you drag it in front of them, they're still going to bite slow, and I'm not going to burn all this fuel. It doesn't work like that.
No,
like, it really needs to be hauling ass.
Will they not eat it, like, 8 to 10?
Dude, they can, but it's not like when you're going fast. They just chew.
Does it work at 12? I mean,
yeah, 12,
13, 14, 15. It's so crazy.
But the difference between 12 and 8 is two different worlds.
Okay.
No, it's two different worlds.
Yeah. And then 12 to 16?
Not as big of a difference.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah. My boat sucks at all of those speeds.
Yeah.
It just does.
And I think it's for anybody, really,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
I mean, it's not economy.
Oh, my God, no. It's not. It is not.
But it gets fit.
My brother and his friend were fishing, like, next to us, literally 12 miles out front of Dana. They burned 100 gallons of fuel trolling Mad Max.
Just in doing that.
And then they were out front the whole time.
12 miles, and they burned 100 gallons. It's like,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. They caught fish.
Yeah.
But, man, that's an expensive 12-mile run.
Why does that work? I mean, I think in my mind, I'm not a tuna guy, right? But it's got to be just reaction, like 100%.
I think so.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Whatever, it works, man. And there's something to be said about the not broke, don't fix it rule.
Right.
Like, that's it. Like,
amazing.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see what happens next year if it keeps on, if guys get it really dialed. You know, I mean, it'll be. Or if it goes back to kite fishing and you got to earn every bite.
I'd
or,
be okay with that.
Yeah.
and the kite bite's so killer because it's all
so
visual.
Cool. It's so cool.
Yeah, nothing like it.
It's
yeah.
the coolest thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard
nothing
to
like it.
It's pretty neat.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, Corey, we got a great show today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, man, Rick. It's having Christian in here and getting to meet him for the first time is totally cool. And,
yeah.
And,
thank you, Corey.
Yeah, Cicas Sport Fishing. Is that, did I say it right? Cicas?
Cicas, yeah.
Cicas, okay.
Yeah.
And working out at Dana Point, so cool. And you want to give us a call today? You want to talk fishing, talk cool stuff, and talk his operation out of Dana Point, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing? 213-432-1090 is the number here at Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can go on the app, totally easy download, totally free. And you can text us. Just go on the button there, text the show on the app there, and just a really cool way of doing it. And, again, give us a call, 213-432-1090. We're giving away, totally cool, man,
cool.
A $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. And Costa sunglasses, you can go on there. You can choose. God, there's so many killer pairs at like $159, $200.
Treat it however you want.
Yeah.
You can get a couple pairs of shades at a lower cost. You can buy the Gucciest killer pair they got and buy a $300 set of glasses you'll have forever. Or go halfway in between and spend the rest of it on gear. You know, they got sun shirts and
all kinds of Costa
gear, coolers, stuff like that. So, yeah, you're hooked up.
So it's all yours, a $300 gift certificate to Costa. 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show to see who wins that. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Ululoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, having Christian Sakis in here from Sakis Sport Fishing, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa.
Man. Yeah, awesome. It's been going to be a very busy morning, Christian. Stoked to have him in here again. Like Corey said, if you want to join us this morning, give us a call on the phones. That's 213-432-1090, or send us a text. Texting the show, only available through that Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, super easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. All of the past shows are on there. If you wanted to hear last week's show with Todd Manser.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. We had Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty on previous to that. Yeah, if you want to catch any of those archive shows, just fire up that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a really nice way to deal with traffic on your way home. Just fire that thing off and, yeah, just kind of melts away, get into the fishing mode a little bit, and not deal with your ride home so bad.
And listen to Todd, man. He had so much, like, history and
fun.
Just cool talk. And, you know, you want to hear something about swordfish, you can go back and listen to it again.
Yeah,
and just,
totally.
Yeah, just rewind it.
Yeah, and you pick up some killer bluefin, troll, and kite tip from Christian today, man.
We'll, I know it.
You got it on lock for sure.
That's exactly it.
Well, phones are getting packed up, as are the texts. We're going to start it off with a text this morning. It says, hi, guys. First off, I want to thank Christian. He and several Dana Wharf boats that I've been on really set up on biting schools of fish. I love that place. Second, I've heard rumors that the Lexi has a hot tub bait tank, and I want to hear the story. That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
A little hot tub action.
Oh, wow. I wonder, Mike. I can't think of him right off the bat. But the jacuzzi. There was a jacuzzi on the boat.
Get out of here.
Seriously.
Yeah, so the old owner used to surf that Channel Islands, and it's real cold up
there.
Super
cold.
And believe it or not, I was good friends with like Kelly Slater and Jimmy Buffett, and they've both been in the Lexi hot tub.
But it's
no longer in service. It just was like an extra heat exchanger on the engine, and I was like, it's just a place for something to go wrong. So I pulled it out, but there's an occasion I'm like, man, I wish I had that jacuzzi.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah.
Sore muscles pulling on big ones on a cool afternoon in the fall. Wouldn't be bad to hop in the bait tank. And
yeah. So it was actually the fish hold was utilized as a jacuzzi. But, yeah, my bait tank would have worked just fine for that, too. Maybe two jacuzzis.
Yeah.
Right?
And you said you've got a giant fish. Again, for a 26-foot boat, a giant fish hold.
Yeah, it's 74 inches long and, like, 3 feet tall by, like, 2-something feet wide.
So you're talking a You take a 200-pounder and throw them down below and shut the hatch.
Yeah, typically I'll cut the heads and the tails and pull all the guts out just to maximize the ice that we have on the boat and just shoveling things around. But, yeah, you can fit probably a handful down there.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
Well, only because it's a question that we often get. What is the, you know, kind of fish care like? I mean, you clearly, like, you just rolled over so quickly that's obviously something that's important to you. What's it like when, you know, fish comes to gaff on the Lexi? Like, what's the process like after that?
Yeah, so I take, from what my customers have said, they've been super impressed with the quality of fish. I had a guy, Eric Lee, he fished with me probably 7 or 8 times in a season, and he's like, I've never seen the quality of this fish, like, ever before.
Awesome.
And we had, like, so many good trips that season. But obviously bleeding them and then, like, straight into a kill bag or straight into down below. And I bring anywhere from 200 to 325 pounds of ice, depending on what we're doing. And I try and maximize it because it sounds like a lot of ice, but you catch 20 yellows or 3 big fish, and you got to maximize
it,
you know, salt water. And just ice and, you know, gilling and gut and stuff. I like chopping the heads off with a sawzall. It's just easy, quick.
Just like that.
Just like that. I mean, I don't know. Gilling and gutting is quick, too, but you get the head out of the way, get the guts out of the way, get all the stuff that you don't care about out of the way, and just get it on ice.
Is that for sake of room? Is that sake for getting the fish colder? Is that room for getting the stuff that spoils stuff out of them? Is it all the above? Why do we take the guts out?
Getting the guts out for sure. I mean, that stuff stays super warm and it like blocks out like the ice's ability to cool that like inner cavity. Because you stick your hand in there after you kill a fish, you're like, holy cow, this
is
so hot. And I used to try and ice them like as quick as possible, but I've been listening to some other podcasts of like commercial guys that are like, oh, you don't want to ice them down too quick. So now, like, you know, as long as I get them on ice within 15, 20 minutes, But they're saying, like, if you get them on ice too quick, it can, I guess this is a rabbit trail, but it could, like, their nervous system reacts to it, it can burn the meat. But, I just like getting the guts out, heads off, because it's quick, easy, and maximizes storage, maximizes ice, and, quality is definitely paramount, and definitely trying to take the best care of them, for sure. And I would say confidently, it's very good quality meat.
How about dealing with a fish that big? I mean, I'm sure you catch a yellowtail at the islands. You could, in terms of processing goes, like, guy just, is that something that we as angler take care of on our own? Do you help a guy process the fish on the way back in? Like, how do you handle the fish processing part of it? Or do you just deliver a perfect product in the round and then whatever happens after that is?
Yeah, so I would do like what you probably would see like on a sport boat, like, just typical flay everything.
Okay. I didn't want to put you on the spot if you didn't. I mean,
Well,
all I'm getting at is it's a ton of work, and so you being a one man show, I didn't want to make any assumptions. Like that's a lot. So
yeah, so just like fishing game regs, those big fish, like dealing with that like legally is like
almost
a challenge.
Impossible.
So it varies on what I've done over the years, but kind of what I've concluded, and I just use like individual big non-scented trash bags for each section of the fish and then zip tie them all together. And if that's not fish and game compliant, they can call me and let me know what they want me to do.
You stay as legal as you can.
Yeah.
We're still taking care of your guys.
Yeah. And then all the other game fish, just fish per bag, like yellows and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So yeah, chop it all up for the guys and, I race myself, so I get pretty quick. I have my little timer on my watch. But the quality's still good. I just try and go as quick as I can.
That's awesome, man. Oh, cool.
So your passengers actually leave the boat with near table ready. I mean.
Yeah. Sometimes they eat it while I'm prepping. I think on one of my last trips, they wanted to eat the bonita, and it was actually surprisingly
bonito's pretty darn good.
Kind of good.
They're
like, you have to try it. And every customer that eats bonita is like, you have to try it. I'm like, fine. And every time I'm like, wow, that's pretty darn good. But they're eating bonita and yellowtail just on the ride in. And yeah, I ate some of both of them. I love yellowtail sashimi. I think it's my favorite. It's so good.
I'm with you. Totally with
Bonito taken care of and eaten fairly quick. I mean, within a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw 2 days.
Sashimi is up there, like, top shelf with most Japanese.
That's phenomenal.
Cool. It is.
It really is.
And like you say, but it's important to... It's important to take care of it right and then eat it right. It's not phenomenal in a gunny sack, caught in the morning, there all day with a little bit of water splashed on it, and then thrown in the freezer, and then a month later pulled out of the freezer. That's when it's not.
I don't even think your cat would eat that.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind the reason you don't see it in Point Loma Seafoods or, in a top-level seafood vendor like that is because it doesn't have shelf life.
Right.
It will not, last for 3 days.
But you said, if you took that thing with purpose and you caught it and you bled it and iced it killer and
it's
maybe even took the guts out of it just because and kept it on ice for 24 hours and the next day, made the killer little sashimi platter.
It's incredible.
You're stoked.
Yeah,
that's rad. I dig it. Well, Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it, Rick.
Let's start in the phones.
Yeah, Mike. We'll start with Mike from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. At the beginning of the show, I was a little confused because I didn't know or recognize the name of your boat. You didn't actually even say what it was, but once you said Lexi, I seen that boat before because I was waiting on the dock there. Get on the Fury, and I saw this little boat squeeze in between the big boats, and I saw you haul up these trash bags full of bluefin with one guy on it and on the boat, and then I saw you, I guess it was you, doing it all alone, and I go, man, this guy must be good because he's doing everything by himself. I didn't see anybody a second helper, like a deckhand on the boat. It's just, my God, man, this guy's got it together. But so anyway, can you tell me how you got the name of the boat, Lexi?
Yeah, of course. So Lexi was the original boat name. Willie Morris's daughter was named Lexi, and I didn't have a good boat name.
Yeah,
so perfect. I just kept Lexi, and Sexy Lexi it will be until, it goes to someone else.
I love it. And how fun, too, like you say, I mean, you really do specialize in, like you said, the best of what's available. And when there's a great bass fight going on at Dana and happy customers walking off with bags full of bass, it's got to be pretty cool to come rolling through with a 120-pound bluefin, pushing it up the ramp there.
Yeah, sometimes I feel bad. I'll just, if a boat's getting off and you see they don't have, a bunch of flay bags and I know we're, loaded to the teeth and I got two guys on the boat, I'll just, kind of wait for everyone to shovel off the dock so they're not like, oh, why didn't we catch that? It's like, well, you're with 30 guys and you're fishing a six-hour trip. And we're
trying to lay low.
Yeah, a 12-hour trip with two guys, like, focusing on one thing. So,
that's
cool.
That's the beauty of an operation like yours. Like, that's if your goal is to go trophy hunting, doing it, you know, like, providing bites for 30 people is a completely different game than providing bites for two or four or whatever it is.
I mean, you can stay focused and you don't have to appease 30.
Yeah,
30 guys.
Two fish totally makes a trip. One fish is high five and we did it and we're stoked and, and team, everybody's high fiving and taking photos and, you know, I mean, it's a different thing.
Especially if you've got a couple buddies and just the harvest is the key, you know?
Yeah. I mean, 180 pound fish, what are you
kidding me?
All that meat?
Yeah. What are you doing? 90 pounds.
For real.
Yeah. It's so much fillets. But that's funny he mentioned me pulling through those boats. That's always a nail biter.
Well, I believe that.
It's like maybe 8 inches on either side and. Yeah, I don't want to touch Mike Hansen's boats when I've ever.
Right?
Or the Helena. You know, I just want to squeeze in there unscathed.
Let's get it done.
I have a text here. I wish an individual would have left their name. Unfortunately, they're not in the running for the $300 Costa.
Yeah,
but
I
have to just read it. It's kind of cool. We've fished with Christian Sakis for years, and he's the best. And he's a great person and fisherman. Looking forward to next season. I mean, it's just a comment.
Oh, you know? Cool.
Well, another actually text came through for you too, Christian. This great show for Christian. Do you provide the heavy gear for doing these big bluefin trips? And then after that question, he says also for Corey, how was your El Salto trip? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Oh, Jeff, nice. Good times.
What about gear on the boat? Provide your own. Do you supply any of that big stuff or that, you know, Kiton and Mad Mackin? And what's the gear situation like fishing on the Lexi?
Yeah, so we utilize. It's definitely heavy. They're all Shimano 50-wide Tiagras. But, yeah, they're all provided. I mean, I always tell my guys, if we're big fish fishing, just bring a caster or two that's heavy. But, yeah, we have casting rods guys can use. But mostly we're using those big 50-wides. Heavy leaders, heavy braid.
So when it comes to that kite and or Mad Mac, the big fish-wise, You got it handled.
Yeah, there's so much gear on that boat for strictly big fish fishing. It's, like, retarded.
That's awesome.
Please don't bring anything. When it comes to that, island fishing, you know, yellowfin fishing, smaller bluefin, yeah, bring all your own gear if you want, but definitely don't need to when it comes to big fish fishing.
So it sounds like if you don't want to bring everything, you've got it no matter what. And if you were light tackle fishing, you got a favorite casting rod or something to cast a popper, a little foamer, bring that.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mo? Mo calling from Vista. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Christian. On your charter boat, you bring four people, and what does it run for the four people, and how long is your trips?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the question. We bring four guests on each trip. The prices range from, like, $2,160 all the way up to $2,700 for 12-hour trips, and then our half days, which are 5 hours long. Those are $1,050. I always recommend a full day. You get to really experience the fishing.
Totally.
But, depending on where we go, that determines the price. And I always just recommend whatever's biting best. And we'll talk about that the day prior. And hopefully we got a couple options for you guys to choose from.
What's a perfect group size on the boat? I mean, is two just as good as four? Is two perfect? Like, what is your favorite to see when you go?
I like three. Then they have people to, you know, hang out and talk with. But then there's, like, so much room. I mean, three is probably preferred. Four is fine. If everyone's 350 pounds, I'd probably say three is better. But, four is fine. I mean, we fish four, like, more trips than not, but a workload for me, I'm like, three guys, chill.
Yeah, sure.
But,
that's cool.
And there's just more, I mean, you just, you know, less people, more room.
And what's the boat like in terms of, you know, where the people at? Is it beanbags? Is it riding inside? Is riding with you? Like, what's the layout of the boat like for people that aren't familiar with the makeup of the Anderson and how you do it?
Yeah, so there's like a bench, like I drive from my helm chair, obviously, and then there's a bench seat a couple guys can sit on just across from me. Guys sit on the bait tank, which is, like, basically butted up next to the house of the boat. And then I got bean bags, bunks down below. I would say usually you know, someone's sleeping on the way out or on the way in. On the way in, if there's kids on the boat, even if it's blowing 20 knots, they're all
racked out every time.
Every time. I mean, on the way home, you can sleep down there if it's windy. On the way out, if it's kind of breezy, you might get a concussion, but on the way home, it's always cozy for sure.
That's cool. That's great.
Yes, good times. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up more with Christian Sakas from Sakas Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, a reel that we sometimes overlook because it, you know, it falls behind the big billboards and, you know, highlights of Talica is that Tiagra. And, Kristen, you were talking about it earlier that, you know, the your kite gear of choice are those Tiagra 50s and 50 wides. That reel is the most bulletproof big fish reel ever and still on the decks of all the long-range boats behind us and sounds like an Alexi, like, they're bulletproof. You cannot beat up a Tiagra enough. Big fish after big fish, huge amounts of drag pressure. They just don't wear down, and those things just nothing goes bad on them. Like the longevity of Tiagra is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's I like them because it's just like a big diesel truck. You know, you just run that thing for 100 million miles and
totally.
It still cranks and it's. Still works.
Put new line on it, put new fuel in it, whatever. Just keeps going no matter what. And that's the beauty of Tiagra, that longevity. And you think about a series of reel, and I mean this in the best way possible, that hasn't changed in years and years and years and still offers top-end reliable service. That's Tiagra. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up and having such a fun time in here with Christian. Such a cool guy and just one of those guys you want to know, man.
Yeah, I want to go fishing with.
Dude, he's got a legendary Anderson with just super cool. You want to join us, 213. We do have an open line, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. A lot of texts coming through. Super cool.
One thing that we didn't finish up on that text with Jeff was, how was your trip to Salto, man? We, which wasn't actually Salto.
They were actually full, so we had to book over at Picacho's. But I'll keep it short and sweet because I know tomorrow we're going to talk about quite a bit. But I'll say this. On a clicker, guide with a clicker, 4 days of fishing, 908 bass. Like, just wrap your mind around that, right? And tomorrow we'll talk more about
That's awesome.
We'll dive into it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a beautiful place.
Though. Awesome. Yeah. Love it. Love to hear it, man. That's awesome. Well, we'll look forward to that. Again, just like Corey said, phone's available right now if you want to get through. Already been a busy morning, off to a busy start. 213-432-1090. That's the number. Not only your opportunity to talk to Christian, but also your opportunity to win in that $300 gift card to CostaDelMar.com. I wanted to fire off another text real fast. It says, I'm really interested in trying the Mad Mac rolling technique. Christian, could you please expand on this a little bit? What's an ideal rod, reel, line, and leader size? Also, do you need to crimp your connections or do you tie it? All that's from John in Oceanside.
I'm not super dialed in on what, you know, rod you probably want to fish. I'd imagine those aluminum butt rods would probably be a good idea just because of the amount of pressure that's going to be on that butt, like, the entire time it's being trolled.
Yeah, like without a fish on the end.
Without a fish on the end, you probably, it's crazy the amount of pressure. But I'd say aluminum butt, you know, heavy trolling rod, big, whatever you think a big, good big fish rod would be. Reel-wise, I'd say something with a lot of line capacity. I use those 50-wide Tiagras, and you're not really worried about getting spooled. I know guys use the 50 Talica. Mm-hmm. That'd be a killer option as well. Just go 12 to 14 knots, send one out for 40 seconds, send one out for 60 seconds, and close your eyes and drive between Catalina and Clement, and you'll probably catch one.
And I have a question for both of you, Christian and Rick. Do the fish actually, is it a battle, or are they kind of done when they get hooked like that? I mean, is it, you understand what I'm asking?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
I'd say it's a battle. I mean, I lost more, like, to pulled hooks and stuff on those, on the Mad Max than I had, like, kite fishing, for sure. But you kind of figure out, like, how to, like, I use a longer mono leader with those now, like, 200-pound, 150-pound.
Like, no joke, like.
Yeah, and I think the stretch helps.
And similar to when you were catching them in the big popper phase, a lot of it depends on how they eat it and where the lure ends up. Like, you can get them where, like, I know that the most popular rigging for those guys was a J-hook forward and a treble hook in the rear. I was a big fan of putting two treble hooks on them. I like two of those big, ultra-heavy-duty treble hooks, 4.0 SP76s.
I can already envision it, Rick.
And, like, you get
pin in their mouth.
Yeah, you get one of them right. Like, if they eat it right, they come right in. I mean, absolutely right in. Or they take a swipe at it, and you pin that thing in the forehead. It was almost like you were bridling a live bait, and they really pull hard. You know, so, I mean, it for sure varies on how they eat it.
Interesting.
The one thing that tripped me out was watching those fish get caught on those spreader bars. I'm sure you can get one that pulls super hard there, but the few that we caught on that this year, like, I've never seen a fish come in so easy in my life. You know, heavy tackle, just like Christian's saying, and it's got to be just the extra drag of, like, carrying all that weight around in the bar. And then I'm almost thinking, too, like, the disorientation of all those squids and crap just in their face. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we had a couple of big, you know, over triple-digit fish. I mean, they scream a bunch of line on the bite and then literally just wind them in. Keep the boat just in gear.
Interesting.
And just turn the handle. And I don't know what it is about the spreader bar fish, but at least for us, those things just, I mean, they came right to the boat.
Yeah, so that's almost, the spreader bar is almost like a kill buoy, kind of. I mean, there's so much drag on it, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So, again, I mean, I think that it just totally varies.
Listening to all this is crazy to me because for decades, and we talked about it off air just for a split second, but for decades, a trolled bluefin was, like, unheard of.
Yeah, you just don't do that. Or you would trip out if it happened. Hey, look at that. A bluefin. Totally. No way.
Right. But it's an entire, like, deal. I mean, between the Mad Mac and the I don't know. It's crazy to me to hear it.
Totally. What about finishing off on John's question? Do you put a leader on them? How heavy? Do you like to straight tie right to it? What's your thoughts on that?
I crimped most of my gear. I heard a lot of guys, you know, having problems with, a lot of guys were losing gear. I didn't fish it as much as the guys that were whining to me about losing gear. I didn't fish it as much as they did, but I fished it enough to, like, know, like, oh, is this gear holding up or not?
Right.
I believe I was fishing 150-pound fluorocarbon, actually, mm-hmm. like a 25-foot wind-on, and I would crimp it for the most part, but I did straight tie it sometimes. but most of the time is cramped. Yeah.
And probably means a whole lot more to just drag that in front of a hungry one than it does whether you had a knot on it or a crimp on it or anything else.
Guys would try and tell me, oh, yeah, you got to be this way. Got to be straight tie. I'm like, it doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah.
You're trolling at 14
so
knots.
Fast.
It's like... It doesn't matter.
Getting something in front of a hungry fish is so much more important than all of the other little things involved. The way that it walks, the color that it is, whether it's a knot or a crimp or fluoro or mono. You drag that thing in front of a group of hungry ones, that's the important part.
Interesting.
That's cool. Well, hey, a great text, John, and we appreciate it very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
How about Ben? Ben calling from Carlsbad. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Cookup this morning, Ben.
All right. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Vic. And hey, Christian, I hear you're a surfer, so if I come on your boat and bring my 4.3, do you got a stick I can ride?
Oh, that's cool. Dude, a little trip to Clemente. I can see it now.
Yeah, I got a few boards. I can bring an extra.
Right on. I'm just kidding. Hey, what's the biggest bluefin you ever nailed out there?
That's a story in itself. My brother and I was coming in from a trip, and I canceled my following the trip the next day because it was windy and the fishing was not good, and it was, like, end of the season. And my brother calls me. He's like, hey, Matt Barlow on the Limitless had, like, good fishing. Like, we should get out there, like, at the Cortez. And I'm like, okay. He's like,
well, hang on before you even finish. I love that you canceled because the weather was crappy and the fishing was not good. And then you get a 5-minute phone call that says, let's go to the Cortez. And your first answer is, okay, yeah, sounds great. Let's do that.
Well, we had a full day. And I can't go 100 miles on a full day.
No,
but, so I called Matt and he gave me a good rundown on what was going on. He's a super good guy, good fisherman. Yeah. And, we were at the Cortez 12 hours later, and it wasn't a boat out there, and then it was just big meter marks and good fishing, like, in the early gray hours. And we got a 317 gilded and gutted that day.
Gilded and gutted 317.
Yeah.
That's a giant one.
One of my commercial buddies is out there, and he linked up with us. Like, we couldn't get it over the rail. My brother's strong. I'm not that strong, but he's a pretty strong guy, and... yeah, it took us 45 minutes of, like, beating our head against the wall trying to get this thing over the rail.
Wow.
He's like, dude, we need help. Like, we can't get this thing over the rail. But that was cool. That was a super special trip. And, yeah, I'll remember it forever. That bite. I was whining for probably, like, a minute or more, and it wouldn't come tight. And it just wouldn't come tight. And then it finally did. And I was like, holy cow, this is a big one.
When you saw the bite, did you have an idea that it was a bigger than normal? Or just, do they all look big? I mean.
I saw like a 260 eat it in the gyros like earlier that day. But that bite, that specific bite, I really wish I saw it.
Wow, right.
I wasn't looking. I forgot. I think everything was just funky and slack, and I was like, oh, we're so bit. And it must have been just swimming straight at us.
Yeah.
I could not get – I was, like, so gassed just to get it tight.
Uh-huh.
And then I fought it for a little, but I just drove the boat and let my brother kill it.
I mean, that's
it
got –
it kills all the big ones.
That fish had to be 350 pounds or more when it's got its guts in it, 350,
sure.
360, 370. I mean, that's a giant one.
Yeah, it was cool. We didn't think it was that big, but it was big.
That's cool. That's a cool fish, man. Yeah, right on. Hey, great question. Appreciate the phone call very much. Let's grab another one, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Eddie? Eddie calling from Eagle Rock. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm at work here, working at a fire station, listening to the show. So I'm actually getting paid.
Oh, cool.
You guys. Pretty
thanks,
awesome.
Eddie.
Yeah. Been looking forward to this one. I've seen Kristen out fishing backside Catalina last year. We got there a little earlier than he did, but we were on a spot. It was obvious he was sliding in, was looking for that spot. But just give him props for how respectful he was. He slid up. Covered off in the distance, watch what's going on. We waved him in. We worked together. Normally, that's not the case out there. There's a lot of animosity, look, yelling, whatever. So we worked together, caught some fish, went our own ways, but I split up on his DM on Instagram later just to let him know what we caught later in the day just to help him out because I know he's running charters. So just trying to work together. But since then, him and I have had plenty of dialogue there on Instagram, and he's just a really good dude. So I was looking forward to the show. The one question I had was, do you have any sea bass secrets? Besides squid or pig and jig, what's his favorite squid setup?
Okay.
Or sea bass.
I like a lead head. I think a lead head's better than the sliding egg sinker and the hook. Were you the Parker at Salta Verde? Was that you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, another Parker. Yeah, for sure.
Good dude. I like the professionalism, for sure.
Good. Yeah, I like the leadhead more than a sliding egg sinker and hook, but I think it's just being where the fish are more than, you know, paying attention to your meter and stuff like that than any, like, secret type of rig. It's just being in the right spot, you know, paying attention and stuff like that's more important than, you know, a leadhead or a sliding egg sinker and a hook or a dropper loop.
How does the leadhead rig change when, you know, 10 years ago, a leadhead and sea bass rig was 12 pound and you were catching a fish that was 28 inches long in the, you know, tight to an island, and now you're, you know, fishing a fish that's 40 or 50 pounds and burning into kelp and you got to have gear to handle that. Like, how does that rig change, and can you still fish the leadhead and squid just effectively on tackle heavy enough to catch one of those big tankers?
Yeah. I mean, I fish 40 pound generally, sometimes as light as 25 if we're in like shallow water. But I think guys like Hayward and them, I think they fish like 60, 80 mm-hmm. pounds sometimes. I'm not certain 50, 60 pound, but, yeah, you know, you fish heavy gear. I think you straighten some hooks occasionally, just make sure it's a good strong lead head, not some knockoff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sea bass fishing is so limited and not much in the way of island fishing, a little bit, and don't do a ton. I mean, admittedly so. Like, when it's really good and everybody can catch them, I'm an all-star, and when it's tough, like, you know, I got no business trying to fish for that fish. But I crack up that the, you know, the sea bass special, like the rig that was made for it was, you know, the Mark Wish special that CalStar was created for. It was an 800 XLH, you know, an 8-foot 20-pound rod and a Trinidad 14 and some of that big coastal fish. When you hook that fish on that gear, you're not even going to get to turn the handle. It's just going to swim away from you. It's going to swim you into something and go away. And, you know, it's interesting fishing the islands because, you get faced with everything there. I mean, it wouldn't be uncommon for you to catch a just legal fish and then have a 50-pounder followed up on the same anchor job. So I was always interested to see, like, what kind of gear you use. You know, are you fishing for the big one so that it bites, or are you fishing with gear that you can control and swim a leadhead much easier with that little bit lighter tackle?
Yeah, I,
Or somewhere in between, it sounds like, for you.
Yeah, I like 25 is like a magic island number for me, but fishing the sea bass, I'd say, like, 30-pound minimum is pretty comforting. But, some of the biggest fish I've seen have been caught on 25-pound. Mm-hmm. That line's strong, and for some reason they die.
Yeah,
you know,
that's awesome.
You don't usually break them off. Good drag settings and all that stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, man. We've got the fish reports coming up and more from Christian Sakas from the Sakas Sport Fishing out of Dana Wharf when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Rancho Llanero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Llanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Llanero. We love families.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.